The Reserve Bank of Australia is gearing up for its first meeting of the new financial year. And for the last little while, it's been pretty standard what comes out of their meetings. No change to interest rates. But could we see that start to change? Across the ditch, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand lifted its rates earlier this month. So if you've entered the housing market during this time of low interest rates, what do you need to know if things do start to rise again? Laura Higgins is head of ASIC's Money Smart. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the general vibe when it comes to interest rates at the moment, Laura?
Look, I would say the most popular tool on the Money Smart website at the moment is the mortgage calculator, and more people than ever from Newcastle are using the site. So I think the vibe is people are looking at their financial circumstances and trying to inform themselves about, you know, what decision's right for them, given their personal circumstances right now, but what's happening next as well.
Right. So how are they using that calculator? Like, is it people with a mortgage or people who are looking at getting into the market?
So, you know, it's difficult for us to say, but what we can say is that people use it, you know, come back to it a lot over, say, a 12-month period. We can see that people are putting in a range of numbers and playing around with their situation. So if they borrow, you know, $400,000, what does that look like at this kind of interest rate? You can also play with the interest rate, you know, and put it up and say, well, what will my repayments look like? So you can really understand before you make a commitment or before you make changes to your mortgage, you know, what that would look like if something changes for you.
Is that something that we should have been doing anyway, but we've just kind of fallen out of the habit because it's been so low and we haven't seen changes?
Look, I do think that lots of people are interested in their mortgage. Like, it's a big debt to manage, right? Or it's a big debt to take on. So, you know, for a long time, people have been interested in the mortgage calculator. So that's not particularly new. But what we do see across Australia is that more people are perhaps, you know, switching or investigating whether their particular arrangements are right for them, if they need to make a change or ask some questions. And when you're doing that, of course, you're playing around with the interest rate to see if you should fix some or, you know, trying to figure out what you can manage, not just now, but if your circumstances change.
If we're not doing this, are banks doing this when they're lending to us as well? They're getting a sense of just how high it can go before we're considered a high risk?
Well, absolutely. Banks are, you know, considering how much you are able to borrow. They do those kind of considerations. You know, how much money do you make? How much other debt are you carrying? That all goes into it. But I think what's really important is for individuals and families is to understand, you know, your job situation or if things are going to change. So, for instance, if someone's marriage dissolves or, you know, those kind of things happen, your situations change. You can't predict for those things necessarily, but people's circumstances change all the time. And I think we've seen in the last, you know, 18 months that there have been lots of Australians who've been doing it quite tough, lots of people all over the world. So the circumstances are changing. People now understand perhaps the importance of a safety net or an emergency fund, but also the importance maybe of not overcommitting too far in the future in case, you know, the circumstances do change and they're not able to make all of those financial commitments.
Is it too late to start, or we can start doing some of those like simple prep things now, Laura?
Oh, it's never too late to start.
I always love your optimism. I always love your money optimism.
start a Monday morning talking about mortgages. I mean, amazing.
How sexy.
That's right. It's great. It's never too late to start. We should be looking at these things and, you know, checking on them regularly. I would say I have lots of friends who kind of every year go into their mortgage and say, is this working for me? Do I have the right accounts? Am I still using, say, if you set up an offset account, am I still using it like an offset account, or am I paying extra fees to have this kind of account? So even if things are on track, you still might not have the best product for you at that time. So doing those annual checks, really important, and kind of getting your finances in order and go, look, how much do I want to save or put away, or what are my financial goals? I mean, that's a great way to start a Monday, isn't it? Thinking about your financial goals.
Setting a budget. Oh, wow.
That's right. No, I was just saying it's really great to see that the people of Newcastle, though, are really engaged with the Money Smart site. There's been 55,000 people from Newcastle in the past 12 months on the MoneySmart site, and that's a 15% increase in visitors. So I think that's fantastic, and I'm really happy that your listeners are taking control of their finances.
Yeah, because does it start sometimes with just making little investigations or having the conversation around the dinner table one night or thinking about it for yourself, writing down your expenditures, like those total little things to do with money? Is that the easiest place for it to start, Laura?
Oh, absolutely. I think that it is just important to make a start. So whether it's having a conversation, understanding where your money's going, understanding if you need to make some changes. So if you have a little bit more in savings, do you want to invest? Do you want to set up a different kind of account? Or if you need a bit more, what are the things that you can stop doing or reduce? So I think knowing where your money's going in the first instance, that's great. And then saying, okay, this is what I'm spending. Does this make sense? Can I reshop? Is that the right insurance for me? Or am I paying too much? Or am I paying too little? So sometimes just looking at your payments that are going out the door right now provides an opportunity for a bit of savings.
Should we be worried with talk of interest rates rising, or this is going to be a very slow sort of rise and recovery after what we've seen the last few years?
So I think you shouldn't be worried. So I think that we should be mindful of taking on a mortgage at all times. Absolutely be prepared to manage when interest rates go up. We have heard the Reserve Bank say, you know, it is certain that interest rates go up and interest rates go down. So we have to be prepared for interest rates to go up. But I think that, yes, there won't be a particularly rude shock initially to anyone when and if that happens, but being prepared and playing around to say, what does repaying a little bit more look like, and understanding that is a really great idea for people to do, and they can do that anytime just by playing around, say, on the mortgage calculator on MoneySmart.
Laura, it's always a joy to chat with you. Thank you for making it all sound so optimistic and easy. Thank you.
Have a great Monday.
Thanks. Laura Higgins there. She is the head of ASIC's MoneySmart. You can jump online to the MoneySmart website that is run by ASIC. It's just moneysmart.gov.au. There are all those tools that Laura is mentioning there, from superannuation calculators, retirement planners, mortgage calculator, budget planner. If maybe tonight is the night that you start looking at a budget. I know, what a way to start a week. What an achievement. If you have a budget by the end of today, a to-do list done.